This week, we've talked about the Tri-County Sound Transit 3 ballot measure in terms of light rail and buses. But under SD3, changes would also come to Sounder Commuter Rail. 88.5's Simone Alisea explains some of the proposed changes in the fourth part of our series, Sound Transit 3, the $54 billion question.
Sounder commuter trains share the track with freight and Amtrak trains. That's a big part of the reason they can't run in both directions all day. Right now, the North Line runs between Everett and Seattle during morning and afternoon rush hours. The South Line between Lakewood and Seattle runs more frequently. Both Sounder lines together see an average of more than 16,000 riders a day.
The train will depart to
King Street. I'm mostly going to talk about the Sounder South Line because it has been increasingly popular among South Sound commuters. Here are some riders who cross city lines every day.
If all these alternative options weren't here, we'd all be driving, so traffic would be worse.
I can't afford cost of living in Seattle, so I have to go further out to afford a comfortable lifestyle or be able to afford a lifestyle for my family, but the work is here in Seattle.
Without affordable transit, you're really limited in where you can work and what you can do.
Under ST3, the South Line would get an extension to Tillicum and DuPont to serve Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Sound Transit also wants to extend the platforms along this line to accommodate longer trains to carry more people during each run. The thousands of South Line riders who currently span 7 cars could be spread out into 10 cars if ST3 passes.
Doors closing.
A pinch point might be the shortage of parking near the stations. ST3 would provide for more parking along the North Line, but does not explicitly plan for parking along the South Line. That's something those commuters say they really want. I've just been trying to get a sense of what ST3 is. Next week, I'm going to start looking at some of the big questions about cost and comparisons to other public transit rollouts across the country. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.